You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Barry Bonds. He's the best player on this year's Hall of Fame ballot. He was the best player on last year's Hall of Fame ballot. And I suspect he'll be the best player on next year's Hall of Fame ballot. This is his fifth time on the ballot. He has never gotten more than 44% of the vote. The votes have ranged between 36% and 44%. And we know why. Because if you can say with certainty that one player used steroids, it's probably Barry Bonds. And it's such a complicated thing that there's two parts of this. One, is he the best player of this generation? Barry Bonds might be the best player of any generation. I mean, he won seven NL MVP awards. He was in the All-Star game 20 times. He won gold gloves. He won silver sluggers. And the tragedy of it is this. He had 500 home runs before he grew all those muscles. He was going to the Hall of Fame regardless. San Francisco, what he did for the Pittsburgh Pirates, what he did in giving the San Francisco Giants credibility, you can't replace that anywhere. And simply, he was the most feared hitter any of us has ever seen. He was a guy that would start impacting games the inning before he came to bat. The starting pitcher would start to pay attention to where was Barry, when would Barry come up, who was the guy in front of Barry, who was the guy that would hit behind Barry. All those players that played those years, especially Jeff Kent, I think they would grudgingly admit that Barry made them a better player. Barry Bonds is the all-time leader in walks, 2,500. He's the all-time leader in home runs in 762. He's the all-time leader in intentional walks in 688. In some of those years, like in 2012 when the Giants went to the World Series and played the Angels, he didn't get many strikes, but it seemed like every time he got a strike, the ball vaporized. He was that great a hitter. What would he have been if he hadn't grown all those muscles, if he hadn't been caught up in the web of suspicions of steroid use? Would he have still gone to the Hall of Fame? He would have. You know, the theory being that he got so jealous in 98 that Sosa and McGuire got all this love and attention that he wanted some of that, and he decided, if this is the way we're going to do it, I'm going to do it better than anybody has ever done it, ever. I have voted for him. I didn't vote for him last year because the ballot got too crowded. I have voted for he and Clemens every year, and my feeling has been this. You can't look at a ballot. Steroids were part of the game. You can't look at a ballot and say, I know this guy used. I didn't know this guy used. I don't know if this guy used. So it becomes a guessing game, and what we're doing by making it a guessing game, is that we're punishing the guys who got caught up in a legal investigation, that somebody ratted them out, something happened. And we're letting the guys that were sly enough to get rid of it, we're letting them have baseball's highest honor. Do I know that we have a steroid user in the Hall of Fame? I don't know that. And I know you can tell the way people pick and choose on their votes that it's inexplicable that Piazza didn't get in sooner. It's inexplicable that Bagwell is not in now, even now, and he may get in. So where do we go with Bonds and Clemens? That'll be interesting to see. This generation of baseball writers has shown no inclination to vote for Barry Bonds. And we've asked Commissioner Selig when he was in office about it. We asked Commissioner Manfred about it. And what they've all said is it's a very tough, very complicated decision. And even for me, who has voted for Barry, I'm still one that looks at the Hall of Fame as sort of a sanctified place. And when I think of the Hall of Fame, I think of a Sunday afternoon in Cooperstown, and up on that stage, the guys to me are icons to me. Hank Aaron, Frank Robinson, Sandy Koufax, Carlton Fisk. Do you want Bob Gibson? Do you want Barry Bonds up there? You know, you have older players that will confess, hey, if I'd have had this magic bullet, could have used it, I would have been tempted to use it too. So should we award Barry Bonds with our highest honor? You know, I admit, even it makes me a little squeamish to think of Barry sitting there between Frank Robinson and Hank Aaron, because those guys dignified, they represented to me not just the greatness of the game, the greatness, the best of the best, but the dignity of the game, the class that they exhibited, the way they played the game and all that. It's a very complicated matter, but apparently is not going to be any large moral quandary for a while, because it doesn't look like Barry's close to getting in, even though none of us of my age, and I'm not a young man anymore, none of us has ever seen a better baseball player.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.